And we continue our emergency traffic coverage. Ricky Meese, what is with today?
I know, and not the way we want to end the drive home. But two big accidents that occurred on northbound I-15 still causing lingering delays. The first one happened at 2700 South, and we still have the cleanup of the crash at 114 South. And then there's one that was at about 4900 South. That's been cleared. So here's what you have left over. If you're headed northbound I-15 coming from Utah County, as soon as you're leaving Bluffdale and approaching Draper, you're going to see a patch of slowing there up to 114th. Then again from 90th South, essentially all the way up to 2100 South. Mark?
We got a crash now on southbound I-15, a little late in the rush hour, reported about 140th South. So that is adding and causing existing delays on the southbound side of I-15 south into the valley. Now up north, a slight slowdown northbound I-15 through downtown. But the Davis County commute looks great, and we have a wreck 9500 South Temple Drive in South Jordan. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, clear skies tonight. The overnight low should be